R.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross, and I'm with Garrett Brown on Skype.
Yo, 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 people! Let's start the party!
Yep, we're gonna have a party.
And after I plug in my headphones.
Yep.
Headphones in.
And I happen to have, okay, it's right here, a bag of chips.
Professionalism, my iPhone's going off. This is a party indeed.
Yep. Now opening the chip bag. I'm now going to eat some of them. I love chips.
I do not want anybody hearing my conversation with Adriano, so I'm plugging in my headphone into the iPhone, so. And okay. Adriano was literally inside the lake for 2 hours from 11 to 1.
Wow. And right now, I'm going to open this right here. Yup, it's a Coke. As always.
I like orange cream soda.
Yeah, I love all kinds of soda, especially Coke. Yeah. But I like Sprite, root beer, orange soda, limonada, which is some kind of lemonade stuff. Did you hear that? Well.
Huh?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. Hang on, I'm listening to this message. Sorry, people. Professionalism. Fortunately, I have a bag of peanuts up on the dresser. It's been opened, but there are peanuts in the shell, so I'm sure they haven't gone bad, right?
Nope.
Not likely, anyway.
Man, that Coke was so good.
I'll bet.
Now that I think of it, let's start some MIDI music.
Run dialogue time. Oh, you. My documents. Items. Items. Microsoft Windows. Item 9. Item C. Can you knit to a... Now playing.
This is an emulated OPL3 Sound Blaster FM chip that I'm using to play this.
Okay. Sorry, I'll be at the party in a moment.
As you guys probably can tell, it sounds very much like a Sound Blaster.
Context min systems 95 header audacity.
And I'm going to put chips and soda away. I'll be back in what was that?
I said aww.
Well, I'm full after eating those chips, and I already drank a can of soda. And I played some mini music, so I'm going to be back in a few minutes. I'm going to pause the recording and then unpause it when I'm back. Okay, guys, I'm back. And, well, I ate chip and soda. I played some mini music. Well, I don't know. What are we going to do next? Let's see.
Hang on real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to... Let's see here. Have some fun with something weird.
Hang on.
V. We're 21 of 31. Texas. Zinkai V. We're 21 of 31. Item view list. Windows NT 4X 11 of 12. Windows MX 10 of 12. Windows 2000X 9 of 12. File description 7.
Let's have random fun with Windows 2000. Why not?
7 zip. Give me 1 second.
Backslash.
I'm gonna pause the recording once again while this extracts.
Where? Audacity.
So I'm back. And Garrett has some peanuts. And I'm booting up Windows 2000.
Sadly, I don't have anything special.
Yeah.
So, what are we gonna do now? I guess you could set up your triple talk.
Yeah, well... I don't know, I might do a separate podcast on doing that. I don't know.
It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but you could just go ahead and do it for yourself right now. I mean, we don't have to do a podcast on that now. I mean...
Yeah, because I have no, like, big plans to use my triple talk with NVDA a whole lot, but I'm just going to use my, I don't know, I usually use my Promo Apex to download stuff. Alright, Windows 2000 booted up. Let's look.
Messing up again.
What? What was
it? My iPhone charger is...
Great.
Not even working now.
Wow. Oh.
Yay. Well, we've hit the third hour after midnight.
Yup.
When the party really gets fun.
Yeah!
We have 3 hours left. We're at the midpoint.
Yep.
And the middle is usually where the party gets the best.
Yeah!
So let's start it out on a... 10-second long podcast on how to get Triple Talk set up. Hi guys, welcome to this podcast. All you have to do is go to this website, jeff.tdrounds.com, download the Triple Talk thing, plug in your Triple Talk, install it in NVDA, and select it from the synthesizer list. There, you're done.
Yep, you also need to install the Windows drivers for it too.
Oh.
Yep, that's what I'm doing right now.
A bit longer than 10 seconds, but whatever. Be nuts.
Like, wow, they have drivers for all these old screen readers.
Huh?
They have... Look, it's 2016, and they have drivers for WindowEyes 4.0 for Triple Talk. Like, what? This is weird. Look, an SSIL driver. That's even more historic.
This might be a... historic website.
No, I mean, it's modern. But they even have MS-DOS drivers.
Welcome to 2016.
Here's some... Skype.
Skype.
Welcome to 2016. On our website, you can find things such as drivers for the absolute most current MS-DOS, which was totally updated this year and not in 1987 or something.
Yeah, like, this is hilarious. Like... What, a Windows 95 driver for the...
DOS is a totally current operating system that totally hasn't been dropped by Microsoft or anything.
Yeah, he's being sarcastic, of course.
Of course, but I think everybody knew that.
Yeah.
So, for this party, why don't we get started some YouTube videos, huh?
Yeah, like what?
Well, I'll be your host.
Safari. Safari. Blind Cool Tech Archive. Window. Visited. Link. Guitar run over. Skype has new window. Space with application system. Search. Trending now. Search. Search. Link. Link. Yahoo. Stop. Order. New tab. Close. Yahoo. Clip. Love. Close. Insta. Close. Out. Close. Down. Close. End. Close. Run. Close. Roll. Tool. Foot. Minimize button. Full toolbar. Inch. Sidebar. Buttons. Downloads button. YouTube.com. Selection replaced. YouTube.com. Yeah, search query, search text field, search button, 82% loaded. A profile photo that opens, search text field. Search text field.
All right.
What? Garrett, Skype, Windows, pane, taskbar, approach, start seat, program.
Let's have fun with Windows 2000.
Windows 2000.
And I'm sorry if this has any cussing. I'm pretty sure it does, but I'm sorry in advance.
Wait, why are you playing it as cussing in it? I mean,
wow. It's a Microsoft Sam video.
Do you know it has cussing in it? Like, which one is it called?
I mean, I know this series as a whole has cussing in it. I just don't know if there's one specific episode where it has it the most, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some fun with Windows 2000. Also, install my Triple Talk stuff.
CD. Connect.
Nice.
List. Hardware. Shared. Innate. Map. Checked. Add. Next. Browse. Defeat. Level 3 window.
Oh, by the way, MS-DOS totally isn't outdated.
Mozilla Firefox.
Neither is Triple Talk either.
Okay.
Hint is totally outdated.
Huh?
Hint is totally outdated.
Sorry. Ignore this person. We're totally right, and it's totally not. MS-DOS was totally not made in 1987.
I plugged in the thumb drive.
Auto play. Open. Remove. Disk 101 zip.
Ooh, this is my download folder.
Download.
I'm moving the zip file to my. I moved the Triple Talk zip to my downloads folder.
Windows 2000 professional VMware player, non-commercial use only. Pain.
So, right. since I don't know which one has cussing and which one doesn't, should I just play safe and not play him at all?
Yeah.
Then again, I could just take the recording and censor that.
Well, I don't want to. I actually want to upload this and save it myself, so it's just good idea not to play it at all.
Yeah.
Extract.
All right. And of course, we all know the best. Oh, whoops.
I'm gonna install the driver now.
Start. Control.
But of course, we all know the best parties happen when you lay down and be lazy.
Yeah.
Those are the best parties. Sorry, I had to take this message. I think Adriano sent me a message again.
Alright. Device manager, here we go.
I'm really hoping it's not as long as the last one.
Computer, display, iPad, monitor, network, other devices. Level 2
triple
test 1 of 2. Unknown
device
2 of 2 level 2.
Put it in this.
Triple
talk test
1 of 2 level 2. Triple talk test properties dialog. General property page triple talk test device type. Other devices manufacturer. Unknown device status grouping device status edit multi update driver buttons. Update Browse. Search automatically for updated driver software button. Windows will search your computer and the internet for the latest driver software for your device, unless you've disabled this feature in your device installation settings. All tests. Browse my computer.
This iPhone is cutting out and shorting out really bad. I need to get it in the Apple text.
Okay. Select the folder. Model Tucker. My doctor. Level 1 data.
But hopefully it works with my MacBook, these headphones I need.
Level 2 local.
My Mac. I mean, I don't. Yeah, my iPhone is really, really, really shorting out now.
Next button.
I mean,
available.
Did I say Mac?
Windows security dialog. Would you like
no, I don't think I did. Are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Update driver software triple podcast.
And it's installing drivers.
Device. Update driver software triple podcast. Device manager.
You know what? The heck with it.
Device manager. Preview triple podcast one. Level two.
I'm gonna put it up to my ear.
Preview
there.
Triple podcast. Update driver software access solutions triple podcast. Close button completes. Access solutions triple podcast property. And device manager.
All right.
All.
I'm going to
Flex Talk Windows.
Go to Firefox.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Mozilla Firefox navigation.
Whoops! Stop! Stop!
Mozilla Firefox.
No. Well, you know what? I might as well. This is a party, right?
Unknown.
Well, is this like instrumental stuff or what is it?
No, it has lyrics.
It doesn't have cussing, right?
No.
All right.
Element.
Is it copyrighted? Like?
No, this is the no copyright sounds release.
Oh.
Download the deck. Download the
which, by the way, on YouTube is no copyright sounds on Spotify and stuff like that.
Download the deck.
SoundCloud, it's no copyright sounds.
Download the Braille M Speak 2000 and on your
download the Braille Note display.
Download the Factor. Download the Switch. Download the Vocalite. Download the Triple. Jackson Dad. Come. Open. Come. Save file radio button. Check. Okay. Jackson.
And I'm going to install the driver, or the add-on. And let's see what happened here.
Loading NVDA.
Well, that was unexpected. The NVDA like crashed.
What was unexpected?
Well, when I restarted NVDA, it crashed. Now I'm going to press that on triple talk, and here's what happens.
I can't even hear your triple talk.
All right, let me turn the. Let's see, where's that little device? I'm going to turn the. Can you hear that?
Sorry, my dubstep is kind of loud. Here, let me cover that speaker. Play it again.
Windows
it's still kind of quiet. You might want to put it close to your mic.
Yeah, here's the problem. Like, my it's a short USB cable. Yeah, it's kind of not the best, but I mean, it's hardware sense, so it's not like software based. Anyway, I'm going to go in Windows 2000.
Start script taskbar program manager desktop my documents not selected.
My network places.
My computer, my network places. Add network place nuts and I add and I set entire network. Search for some address combo box entire network. Search for entire contents link. Microsoft Windows where host.
And it's loading up.
Shared folders.
And
shared folders on crossgang.com.
Now let's install the learner on Hospi engine here.
LAND HSAPI 5. LAND HTTS with Truvis. LHTTS engine. Do you wish to install LHTTS engine? Yes, Alt plus Y. Push button.
Yes, I do.
LHTTS engine initializing. Please wait. Initializing. Please wait. Extracting. Initializing. Please wait. Cancel Alt plus C. Push button.
And it's copying files and registering DLLs and stuff.
Copy file. Progress. Cancel. Push button.
Kind of taking a long time, but it's just doing its thing.
Copy underscore voices LAND HTTS with Truvis selected.
In that file's copy window disappeared, and we should be getting a finished message.
LHTTS engine has been installed. Okay, push button.
That took a while. I don't know why.
Copy underscore.
I don't know.
Truvis.
True voice, I'll press enter.
Centigram True Voice TTS engine. Do you wish to install Centigram True Voice TTS engine? Yes, Alt plus Y. Push button.
Yes.
Stop file progress. Cancel. Push button. Stop the underscore voices. Centigram True Voice TTS engine. Centigram. Stop the underscore.
Now I've installed two TTS engines on this computer. And what we're actually going to do is install SAPI 5.
SAPI SAPI 4SD SAPI 4SD SAPI 5 underscore mic SAPI 51. Preparing to
install. Is it really good stuff? I mean, should I try it out? Because I'm trying to lose weight, I'm talking to Adriano.
Oh, well, that got recorded for your information.
Cancel.
Because you didn't tell me to pause the recording, so I didn't.
Microsoft.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Push button. Microsoft. Copy. Cancel.
That was
Microsoft.
Copy
5.1. Cancel.
Alt
plus C. Push button.
Microsoft. Copy
5.1.
You wouldn't be interested anyway because Jake is a synthesizer guy, so.
And SAPI 5 has been installed.
SAPI underscore voices
SAPI 5. You're probably going to be lost
SAPI
again.
Underscore voices.
Dolphin
like installation program.
So, yeah. I'm going to. Anyway. Yeah.
Mace Micro MSTTS.
And we're gonna install the Microsoft voices too.
Microsoft Text to Speech Engine 4.0 English. Do you wish to install Microsoft Text to Speech Engine 4.0 English? Yes, I'll. Microsoft Text to Speech Engine 4.0 English. File confirm file replace source.
What?
No Alt plus A. No to all Alt plus A. Push button.
Happened?
No. Yes. No to all. Yes. No. Yes. No Alt. No to all Alt plus A. Copying files. Cancel. Push button. Microsoft
working.
Text to copy underscore voices
now,
M program.
We install all this. Now let's Fire up window eyes.
They're blown.
Window eyes 6.0. Arrow. Window eye.
That's just do very saps.
File episode. Set file menu. Select synthesis. Menu S. Sappy. 14. Install engine Z. Microsoft. Microsoft speech synthesis engine. Sappy 4. 1.
What the heck?
160. List box. Microsoft. Microsoft.
What
Microsoft.
Is
Microsoft
going?
Speech synthesis engine. Oh, ready. Sappy 4. Microsoft. Microsoft
what?
Speech synthesis engine. Mic. Sappy 4. Microsoft. Microsoft speech synthesis engine. Female whisper. Sappy 4. Microsoft. Microsoft speech synthesis engine. Mary in space. Microsoft. Microsoft. Microsoft speech synthesis engine. Mary in
space.
Microsoft. Microsoft speech synthesis engine. Robosoft.
Headphone jack.
Microsoft.
Isn't
Microsoft speech synthesis engine. Male whisper. Sappy 4.
Microphone doesn't seem
Microsoft,
to be working properly.
Microsoft. Microsoft speech synthesis engine. Robosoft.
Wow,
Microsoft Microsoft
cool,
speech
anyway.
Synthesis engine Robosoft.
And
Microsoft
now
Microsoft
I,
speech synthesis engine mic
well,
and pulse amp.
I thought
Microsoft,
my speaker
Eloquent
shorted
technology.
Out, but
Microsoft Microsoft speech synthesis engine Brutus Sam. Microsoft Microsoft speech synthesis engine Larry Sappy 4. Microsoft Microsoft speech synthesis engine Freddy Sappy. Microsoft Microsoft speech synthesis engine Mike Sappy 4. Microsoft Microsoft speech synthesis engine Sam Sappy 4. 5.
I'm gonna press enter on Sam.
Window eyes.
There we go, Microsoft Sam.
File F pull down. Save F pull down. Set file manager. F dialog. Select synthesizer. Y dialog. Menu closed. Synthesizer. Installed engine Z. Microsoft.
Let's go to Eloquent.
Microsoft. Eloquent. Eloquent Technology, Incorporated, ETI Eloquence, Grandma Sappy, Eloquent Technology, Incorporated, ETI Eloquence, Read Sappy 4.
I just hope one of my,
of 160.
Kind of inappropriate songs doesn't come on. Like, I'm my luck and hoping that, okay,
file
good.
Left, pull, save, set, select, synthesis, menu, install, then.
Good old country music.
Eloquent.
Yeah.
Eloquent.
Yeah.
Learn out. Learn out. Hot. Eloquent. Learn out. Host the LH speech connection V4 Naoko Sappy 460. Learn out. Host. Learn out. Host the LH speech connection V4 Karen Sappy 4. Learn out. Host the LH speech connection V4
on Sappy.
Learn out. Host the LH speech connection V4 Carol Sappy 469 of 100.
But I do know it won't happen again.
Well, my eloquence pretty, well, whatever that word was, it my eloquence pretty much, what do you call it, over, was probably louder than it, so the listeners probably didn't catch it.
Learn
it said, you know, the four-letter word
Carol
that begins with H.
Yeah.
I hope it's not too bad.
No. That's not too bad.
Learn how to host the LH speech connection V4 Carol Sappy 4. Learn how to host the LH speech connection V4 Peter Sappy 471 of 160.
Let's see.
Learn how to host the LH speech connection V4 Sydney Sappy 47. Learn how to host the LH speech connection V4 Peter Sappy. Learn how to host the LH speech connection V4 Peter Sappy 471 of 160.
Yeah. And we're going to present on Peter.
Window eyes.
Oh.
To be honest, some of them might be not as suitable
save,
for people under the age of 18.
Synthesizer, Y dialogue.
Wow. That was kind of strange because, weird. Basically what happened, it switched to the first Peter, which is a British English male voice.
Menu close. Install
oh, well.
Engine.
We have
learn
different versions.
LH speech connection.
I'm gonna switch
to Michael.
Didn't plug my headphones into my computer, and I need to hear it good enough, so I need to plug in my headphones so I don't hold my computer close to my face.
Speech connection V4 Julius Sappy 4. Learn how to host the LH speech connection V4 Mitchell Sappy. Learn how to host the LH speech connection V4 Michael Sappy. Winter Wise.
Alright, say something.
Alright, so now I'm using LH Michael Sappy 4 with Window Eyes.
File F pull down.
Nice.
Save, set file, select synthesizer, menu close, install, and Learn Outcomps DLH Speech Connection V4 Veronique Zappi 483. Learn Outcomps. Learn Outcomps. Learn Outcomps. Learn Outcomps. Learn Outcomps. Learn Outcomps DLH Speech Connection V4 Tina Zappi 48. Learn Out. Learn Out. Learn Out. Learn Outcomps DLH Speech Connection V4 Svetlana Zappi 49. Learn Out. Learn. Learn Outcomps DLH Speech Connection V4 Julio Zappi 49. Learn Outcomps Key Speech Products True Voice Peter Zappi 497 of 160.
Here we go, True Voice Peter.
Window eyes.
I love these peanuts.
Wow.
Roasted peanuts in a shell.
Select synthesizer.
Peter is talking very slow for some reason.
Install.
Learn out. Oh, the song is turning off. I'm counting my luck right now. I'm hoping. I'm really hoping. I'm really hoping it.
Now I'm gonna switch to Centigram, Peter.
Oh, this is an okay song.
File F, save, set, file, select synthesizer.
This is an okay song. Yeah. I mean, this one does not have cussing.
Centigram Communications Core. True Voice Speaker SA.
And in case you couldn't. In case you couldn't tell, this is being played from a vocoder.
True Voice DAS.
To music.
Centigram Communications Core.
Sorry, I had to check this message. No, I don't, because it's a group chat.
Communications Core. True Voice Piero S.
Can you tell this is a vocoder doing the singing?
A little bit.
Michael SAPI 5.
Let's do LH Michael Sappy 5, see how that sounds.
Window wise. File F program. Save text file. Select synthesizer.
Oh, the song is turning off.
Menu install Microsoft Mic Sappy 5. Microsoft Sam Sappy 5.
Window eyes. Squeaky mouse. Hall. Vodka. Read. All voices up.
Sounds like me.
All voices down.
Missed the last half of the movie. That sounds a lot like up. Me.
All voices.
Because whenever
all
I go to a
down.
Theater,
left down.
If I don't like
select
it, if I don't like the movie, I usually have my recorder with me and I'm listening to some other stuff.
Window eyes. File F pull down. Select synthesizer.
The solo comparison between Zappy 4 and Zappy 5.
Hang on. Closed. Installed engine. Learn a train homes to Michelle Chapman.
Okay.
Pentagram communication. Learn a Tomsky speech product. Code voice. Name a Sappy. Learn a Tomsky speech product. Code voice. Douglas. Learn a Tomsky LH speech connection. You for Boris Sappy. Learn a Tomsky LH speech connection V4 Stefano Sapp. Learn a Tomsky LH speech connection V4 Michael Sappy 4. Window eyes. Fire for down. Dialogue window eyes. Exit this will shut down window eyes. Default OK button, cancel button, OK button.
I'll present on OK. Let's bring up desktop reader again.
Great. Program manager. Please shut down.
This sounds like your classical teenager song. This is something teenagers would do.
I'm gonna switch to back to Zappy 4. So, I'm actually going to end this recording, so do you want to pause or stop the music? And, yeah.
You're gonna what?
I'm going to end the podcast now. So, I don't.
Why is
like,
that? This could be your.
Well,
this could be your longest podcast yet.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. What should we do next?
Well, we should. You should go a little bit out of your comfort zone and do something you've never done before, like, I don't know, play a game.
Well, hey, Garrett, do you want me to order you a pizza?
yeah, order it with can you get bacon on the pizza?
I don't know.
Because I'd say get order a pizza with bacon, 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 and bacon. Or pepperoni, pepperoni, pepperoni.
Yeah. Hey, what if I could make it say pepperoni 10 times?
Include two of 100. Item.
Or better, 20.
Who knows?
Less any simple dialogue select whether the application should be synthesized. Triple.
Telephony sample dialog select whether the application should be controlled from a tappy device or the start exit button select end space speech text speech recognition engine combo box swap text to speech end speech recognition text to speech engine combo box English American read text English adult female 2 American adult female 1 Carmen adult female 1 Shina adult male 1 Stefan German adult male 1 Pierre adult female 1 Vera adult male 9 Michael telephony monitor start map space pressed logging simulator cup space
welcome to the Acme Pizza Company automated ordering service. We deliver in 20 minutes or less. Wait until I'm finished talking before answering my questions. Please tell me your phone number.
1-7-8-2-6-8-1-5-3.
I heard. 1-7-2-6-1-5-3. Is this correct?
Yes. Yes.
You are already in our database. Say yes to skip address verification.
Yes. Yes.
What size pizza do you want? Small, medium, or large?
Large.
Select a topping for your pizza.
Pepperoni. Pepperoni. Are you listening to me? Pepperoni. I said pepperoni. Are you going to respond or what?
Oh, I know why it's not responding.
Why?
Let me...
Pepperoni. I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell I can turn my power outlet back on.
Whatever, I close the app.
Yeah. Maybe it would listen to me. See if you can get Stereo Mix back on Skype.
Alright, let's see.
Audacity, panel, Garrett the Angry, Garrett. Skype, call, stop, check the audio. Skype, recording, automatically. Tree view, audio settings, set, sounds, audio set. Microphone combo box, microphone, Stereo Mix, Realtek high definition audio. Microphone.
Did you hear what? Did you hear my computer say stereo mix at all?
Did I hear what? You're cutting out again.
Oh, great.
Wait, do it again.
Level side mic. Stereo mix. Realtek high definition audio. Microphone mic.
Did you hear stereo mix or no?
No.
Oh, great.
Recording it automatically on speakers come. Check speaker adjust call volume slider 100 automatically adjust screen in combo box use selected speaker caps. Show advanced.
It's trying to cut it out. Garrett. Skype will not allow it.
Wow, like it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Audacity icon to Audacity panel.
Yeah, I don't know what to do for the rest of the night.
What?
12:34
Wow, it's already 12:34 already? Wow.
What? 12:34 Yep. You said 12:34 but it's
where you are, it's 3:34 probably.
It's 3:4 it's 3:34 over here though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to end the recording here.
Why is that?
I don't know, because I'm getting tired. I had, like, a long day today.
Yeah, but, you know, you could make this really long.
I know that, but it's, you know, it's getting late. I'm kind of getting tired, so...
Exactly, it's getting late. That's the great part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And besides, this could be one of your podcast specials.
Yeah.
You've never done a long podcast before, so we could make this like an hour, maybe 2 hours long.
Probably, I don't know. It's probably been almost an hour by now. I don't know.
We should go for, 5 o'clock my time. I'm not sure what time it would be for you.
2 o'clock? That means almost 2 more hours.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but what... Dude, do you want me to play Top Speed?
Huh?
You know what Top Speed is, right?
Oh my god, yeah.
I have it.
Items.
Do you know where to play it?
T. Items view list.
Get on Top Speed 3. Multiplayer. Oh. Wait, I forgot. I'm on Mac OS 10.
Yeah, and that game isn't for Mac.
And my boot camp partition corrupted.
Yeah.
Address. Audacity. Garrett, Scott, Audacity, Ica, run dial, C, code.
Let's start the game!
Local disk, C, T, top, speed, item, T, tracks,
go on a single race with as many cars,
top, speed, XC.
As many players as you can get.
Yeah.
Dialogue.
Playing in the dark.
Use the arrow keys and enter key to navigate through the menu. Main menu, quick start, time trial, single race.
Single race, I'm going to press enter.
Select a track type, racetrack.
Racetrack?
Street adventure.
Or street adventure, let's do a street adventure, actually. Because those are fun.
Select an adventure, rally through the Spanish, tour the French coast.
Go through the desert, boy.
The English cut, ride at the, rally through the desert.
Rally through the desert, I'll present her.
Select a vehicle, the Blackbird race car.
Let's see, I'm gonna use the cranked up Quattro.
The Firefox, the Feisty, the Piddling, the Classic, the cranked up Quattro.
My all time favorite, because I like the sound of it.
Select transmission mode, automatic.
And what's a race without a radio?
Here we go. No.
You are player 4.
What?
Okay. So the start.
Player 3 is right in front of you. Player 3 is on your bumper. Player 3 is in front of you. Player 3 is ahead of you.
Easy left. Hard right.
Player 2 is just ahead.
The song's almost over. Help my love.
Player 2 is right in front of you.
Huh?
I keep bumping into things.
Player 2 is right in front of you.
Help my luck. 3.
just ahead.
7.
Hard left.
9. 20. 16.
Player 2 is in front of you.
90. Yes. I got lucky.
Hairpin left.
The radio has to stop real quick.
I can't even get fast enough. I'm gonna stop the street adventure right now. Press escape. And the menu should be coming.
Select a track type. Racetrack. Street adventure. Select an adventure. Rally toward the English country. Ride at rally rush hour. Rally rush hour.
See what rush hour does.
Select a vehicle. The piddling. The classic. The cranked up. Select transmission mode. Automatic. Automatic. You are player 2.
You're in last position. Player 4 is right in front of you. Player 1 is ahead of you.
Left.
Oh, great. I crashed.
You're in second position. You're in last position. Player 3 is just ahead. Player 3 is right in front of you.
I always keep bumping into things. Oh, there you go.
Hard left. Left.
Player 3 is ahead of you.
Oh, someone else crashed.
Player 3 is right in front of you.
Easy right.
You're in third position.
Easy left.
Player 3 is right behind you. You're in last position.
Left. Easy right. Hard left.
Player 3 is just ahead. Player 3 is right in front of you. Player 3 is in front of you.
Oh, I crashed again!
Hard right.
I finished.
Wow.
And now I need water.
Left.
Apparently this game also works in Windows 98.
Easy
all
left.
Back to Windows 98.
Hard right. Left. Left.
I cut my finger.
Right.
You still there?
Yep, I crashed again. I don't know, I'm gonna press escape.
You're not good.
Select a track type, racetrack.
But, I don't know.
Main menu, quick start.
Top speed 3, items, header, top speed, on that.
Anyway, I closed top speed. I don't know. what are we gonna do now?
What?
I don't know. What are we gonna do now? I have no idea.
I have an idea.
What?
Download some more games.
Nah, I'm not a huge gamer. Not into gaming a lot.
I know. But, you know, every once in a while, you just gotta jump out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I have the Blind Gamers games, like Uno and stuff like that.
Blind Gamers?
You know, ever heard of Spoonbill Software?
Oh, those.
Yeah, I got those. Oh, gosh.
Huh. Hang on, I'm going to message Adriano real quick. Alright, I'm going to message him real quick. Just pause the recording real quick.
Alright. Alright. I'm going to pause the recording. Yeah, I'm gonna. But, okay, I'm gonna go to my documents folder and look for some MIDI files. I'm gonna please play some MIDI.
My document and MIDI items view. Set 100.
Okay, where we go? Microsoft Windows.
Items.
95. And here we go.
What?
I'm gonna play Passport to MID through my emulated OPL3.
Ooh.
Here we go. So you can just sit here and, I don't know. I'm just gonna play this MIDI.
What the heck? I think ADL works for me again. It's probably not that long. I'm just gonna play it out loud. Okay. So, now we're officially done with Roger tonight.
Yep. And this MIDI file sounds really good through these headphones. It's just amazing.
What'd you say?
Two songs are kind of playing at once.
Oh!
Because I'm playing MIDI music and stuff like that.
Sorry about that. I forgot that you were. Can you pause the music real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because
You're what?
I started on a remix of the Entombed main theme remix, and what? I would like to show it to the world.
Okay, I'll let you know when this file's done playing, and then you can show it. Okay, the file's done.
Okay. Now I'm gonna go in here. Oh. No, should I set it to sound power 2CH? Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going into system preferences. And now in theory it should be now this is really, really cool. I've never done anything like this before.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna start us off with a little bit of a, really, this. Oh, whoops, it's not playing any sound. Hang on. What can I do to make sound? Hit enter on that? No. 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 Don't. Not. What do you do? Ah!
What?
Oh, never mind. Okay, let me. No. No. Sunflower 2CH, okay, let's see. Let me see, can you hear this?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Let's begin the song. I didn't want to open Spotlight. Okay. What stopped it?
I did, just kidding.
Anyway, proceeding. What? Not quite finished, but it's a remix of the Entombed main theme music.
I don't even know what Entombed is.
Oh! Well, it's a game that requires a lot of components, including the .NET framework and DirectX and a few other things.
Isn't it an audio game?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Well. Anyway, I am going to end the recording Right.
Well,
Audacity icon, Audacity panel.
Wait.
Yeah?
We still have stuff that we could do, you know?
Like what?
Like, I have a few things in mind. Here's one thing. You could show them the SAPI 5 for Windows 10 or whatever. SAPI 5 Microsoft SAM.
Yeah. Anyway, so guys, most of you guys probably already know, but I got modern Microsoft SAPI 5 on Windows 10.
Audacity panel. Voice settings dialogue. Voice combo.
And how do we
Microsoft
prove to them that this is legitimate
LB.
Windows? This is legitimate Windows 10 and not some Windows XP thing that we changed the sounds on.
Microsoft mic.
Microsoft Mary.
Well, you could just tell.
Microsoft Audacity.
Huh?
Well, you could just tell by the look of the Opera, because if you press the Windows key.
Start menu. Search box. Edit search programs and files. Blank.
Does Windows
Start
XP
menu.
Have a search box?
Search box?
No, it does not.
Audacity.
Nah, but we could have used Classic Shell, so the only real way to prove it is to go in the system and.
Yup. Let me show you.
Run by MFF. System information.
Control
dialogue.
Panels and then go
this
in
one
the control panel
name,
and then
Microsoft
the system.
Windows 7 Ultimate 1
yep.
of 25.
As you just heard, it's in Microsoft Windows 7 Ultimate because when in the run dialog, I typed in MS Info 32 and press enter, and then I got a list of information.
And that's not something you can fake. You can't just fake your operating system name.
No. Unless you really know what you're doing. Well, I mean,
me and Jake really don't.
No, we don't. But there's probably someone out there that probably knows. Who knows?
Yeah. But we wouldn't actively seek out to give propaganda anyway. Now, let's see.
And as you just heard, Eldridge Michael.
Lernotenhomsky Michelle.
And Eldridge Michelle. SAPI 5. On modern Windows.
SAPI 5. Can't you get SAPI 5, Eldridge Michael, and Michelle anyway?
Well, if you install Microsoft Reader. But here's the thing. I took the version from Microsoft Office 2003 and made an install script for it. That was complicated.
NVDA.
Because it won't let me install Microsoft Office 2007 for some reason on Windows 10.
Weird. Maybe because it's too old for it.
Yeah. I have another thing that you could try. I mean, we don't have to complete it today, but we could just show people how it works, and if they like it, well, they can download it. It's free, and if they don't like it, well, if they're like you who don't like games, then
what is it?
Adventure at Sea. It's a really hard game.
Yeah, I've tried to play it before, but I couldn't even get past. I never really played it a whole lot.
You could demonstrate a few levels.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not even going to download it again.
Pitch slider 65 all in.
Yeah.
Head size slider 50.
Here is one game I don't recommend you to get. Powered into the
90,
sky.
80,
don't
70,
don't
60,
get that one
50,
because it's
40,
way
30,
too hard,
20,
even from the
10,
beginning level.
Zero.
Wow.
What? 5. 60 inflection slider 34 all die 100
you could,
90, 80,
you could
70,
show them
60,
the Psycho
50,
Strike
40,
demo
30
I don't even have that
20, 10 0
huh
what, 4
what is Psycho Strike a game
34
yeah it doesn't work with Windows
90,
XP so
die.
I wouldn't be able to do it
head
I don't
five,
have anything
50,
to really do it
60,
anyway
70,
I'd have
80,
to download
90,
Windows XP and that would take
80, 50, 40,
30 minutes
30,
to do
20, 10, 0
But you 50, have Windows 7, roughness, so you're able to run it.
10, 20,
you just as I said, I'm not a gamer.
30, 40, 50,
yeah, I know.
60, 70, 80, 90, it's 100, 4 0, breathiness, slider 30. 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 0.
There are a few other things that I was thinking about. Can't really remember off the top of my head, though, but there is something that I... Oh! How about DOSBox?
Oh, yeah! I never really did a podcast on DOSBox. I haven't used that program in forever.
Start menu.
Get it out.
Fill is on task 7. Taskbar.
Yeah, you could play a few DOS games, and then you could show them Windows 3.1.
Utilities.
Yeah, I mean, I mainly use it for Win 3.1. That's what I'm going to do.
Talking DOSBox 6. 7.
Yeah, but show them the advantages of using DOS, and you know.
Yeah.
6.
It's extracting.
There is one game that, You can't deny it is a really fun game to play, even if you're not really a gamer.
What?
Bop It.
Oh yeah. Have you ever played Dr. Spatzo?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's like a psychiatrist thing. It's an interesting little game I have for DOS.
Local disk. T top.
I'm gonna start DOSBox.
Paint. Start is bat 31 of 31. C Windows C talking DOSBox MUX terminal blank. DOSBox SVN DOM boost speed. C talk DOS talking. C talk DOSBox SV.
I download blog.com. How to take a minute?
ASAP. I'm gonna type ASAP.
P.
Marcus Nagel 2499 SAP info. Welcome to Talking DOSBox. See
you later. And as you can tell, when I plug in my Mac, it does this.
W. See you later. Windows.
I think you guys hear that. In case you didn't, I'll do it again.
What was that?
Program manager.
Listen to what happens after I plug in my charger.
Technologies.
See?
No, I can't really hear it. What can you like tell me what happens?
Okay, I'll
Soundmaster.
Did you hear it?
I heard like a little pop or something, I don't know.
Did you hear a bling?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, you can enable a charging noise on Mac OS X, and it's the same sound from iOS 7.
Well, and Windows and DOSBox is being sluggish. I don't know why.
Did you show off Bop It yet?
No, DOSBox in general is being sluggish.
Oh. You don't really want to have anything that'll take up RAM like other virtual machines.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that.
Speech mode top. C talking. DOSBox SVN DOM. C talking DOSBox MUX. Close C7. Audacity, track view, Garrett, Skype, Audacity, Garrett.
I'm gonna take all these folders off my hard drive, like talking DOSBox and stuff.
Local disk, T, header, talking.
Why are you getting rid of talking DOSBox?
Deleting 3,000
data. Because I just extracted it and it was being sluggish, so I just deleting the files off my hard drive.
Header, top speed,
oh, so you're deleting talking DOSBox now.
Local disk,
yeah.
Triplet it, not so space.
I thought you liked using it.
I do. I mean, I could just easily re-extract it, you know?
Item users.
Yeah.
Windows 2. Delete. Local disk. C. Items view list. Boot grade teen of 26. Garrett V. Pain V. VMware.
I wish.
List.
List item, I wish Stream to me worked the way I want it to.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else to do, so...
I mean, you can. Did you even get to demonstrate DOSBox, though?
Well, no, not really, because it was being sluggish. And I mean, I started ASAP, but it was just kind of being sluggish. And Windows 3.1 made it even more sluggish, so yeah.
I was really hoping we could make this a long podcast, but you know.
Yeah, and I don't want to...
Because in my personal opinion, it's better to drag stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to end the recording right now. So if you want to email me, you can email me at datajake@gmail.com. You can add me on Skype as datajake9999. You can find me on audiogames.net as datajake1999.
And me, you can find me, my email address is garrettsworld2000, GARRETTSWORLD2000, the number, at gmail.com. You can add me on Skype, garrett.brown2014. That's GARRETT period BROWN 2014, the number. And on audiogames.net, it's just my first name. And you can also find me on Twitter at BROGAR2000.
See you in the next podcast. Bye.
Garrett, on Skype, Garrett, Audacity, Audacity.